The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, the 20th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's see, what else? Oh, phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Okay, good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be back at work. How are you today?
Oh, I'm always happy to be at work. That I wake up, that makes me happy, waking up in the morning. So, we have National Day today. What National Day is today?
Of course, today is National American Eagle Day, and also National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Vanilla Milkshake?
Yes, and American Eagle Day.
And American Eagle Day. Oh, and we had sad news. The two eaglets that were born, Luna and Saul, both have died. The ones here that they've got the eagle cam on, and people follow it, and they're out there. First one, it looks like, might have died of dehydration. The second one was found on the ground in this past week. So, sorry. I know. Sometimes they love. But Mother Nature's tough out there. So, anyway, the two eaglets did not make it. But National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Sounds good. But,
you know what? It's too bad Linda's not here today. She'll be back tomorrow. But she is into these exotic ice creams. And as we know, as was proven last week, my favorite ice cream is vanilla. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm not well, I take that back, that apology. I'm not apologizing. I like vanilla ice cream. I'm not crazy about black cherry walnut sprinkled with little green things in it. No. Ice cream's basic. It should be either chocolate or vanilla, and strawberry sometimes. Strawberry sometimes.
So today is National Add Milk to Your Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Something like that.
Vanilla ice cream. That's right. Well, a vanilla milkshake's fine, and sometimes a strawberry. I don't like chocolate milkshakes. I'd eat it if somebody brought me one, but. Anyway, as you know, last week people roared in here with pints of ice cream. I was giving away tickets, and I so much appreciate it. And I'm not sure, but they should still be in the freezer here. I hope.
I'm not sure about one. I'm sorry.
Well, we had three, so two should still be hidden back there where I threw them.
I hope so, because one just disappeared somewhere in my stomach.
You've been using one in your coffee, but that's when we'd opened up already that day and we're eating it. Okay. Okay, weather. Here we go. Today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with a high near 98. Widespread haze between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., but it's still going to go down to around 69 tonight, so that'll be great. Friday, 106. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 101. Monday, 98, 99 for Tuesday, and 99 on Wednesday. So, it's getting hot, and it's going to stay hot for the next few days. So, get ready for that. We'll be down in the low 70s on those days when it's in the triple digits, so that's good. There's a big heat warning out right now, as you can imagine. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business, been doing this for over 25 years. The Kenny family, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They're just good people, and they do a lot of things in our community. They're just outstanding. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business, and I can't say enough about them. The Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Speaking of heat, today is the official start of summer. At 4:50 p.m. today, the summer solstice is the longest day of the year. It's when the North Pole is at its maximum tilt toward the sun, and the sun reaches its highest point in the sky all year. Did you know that today was the summer solstice?
No, unfortunately.
No, okay. Anyway, it's first day of summer. Here you go. Get out your suntan lotion and all that kind of stuff.
If to be honest, it's hard for me to follow the seasons because in Ukraine, the season starts differently than in America. So the summer starts in Ukraine already like 3 weeks ago, in the 1st of June.
I can understand that. I mean, that's the way it used to be. You know, I mean, here, summer always starts when school's out. Summer begins. So that was on Memorial Day weekend. It started because everybody was out of school. And it was summer until Labor Day, and then it was fall, no matter what the temperature was. So it went all through. So as soon as school was out, summer, all the way into end of August, and then it became fall, whether you wanted it to or not, because you went back to school. Extreme heat mixed with humidity for more than 2 days with temperatures over 90 degrees can lead to death if you don't take care of yourself, by the way. Heat exhaustion signs include heavy sweating, muscle cramps, tiredness, weakness, headache, fainting, nausea, fast or weak pulse, paleness, or vomiting. These are also symptoms of drinking too much tequila. But this is, if you're out in the heat, watch out for these. Okay, big thing on this is hydrating. Now, air-conditioned spaces. Everyone can stay at these places listed below during business hours. Anderson Library, Burney Library, Cottonwood Library, the Redding Library, Shasta Lake Library, the Good News Rescue Mission, and Frontier Center down in Anderson, seniors only for this. And these are places that people can go in and cool off. Also, I guess the Shasta Mall, you can go in there, and the whole place is air-conditioned, so you can go into there. It's hot. I don't know. I prefer hot over cold. I mean, even though you can dress warmly and all that, I just have my whole life. Okay, what's going on today? We're going to have Nation's Finest on at 7:30. 8 o'clock, Judy Maxwell is going to join us, and she's going to be talking about these new insurance regulation proposals from the California, you know, Department of Insurance with Laura in there, who has managed to totally mess up insurance here in California. But now they're trying to come back and find a way that insurance could be affordable to residents here and bringing the companies back into California. So that's going to be an interesting hour with Judy and talking about the other aspects of insurance that's impacting on so many people in our state. All right, let's take a quick break. Let me see. Yeah, let's just take a break. We'll come right back.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Valet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back. P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we are in the middle of a big, well, it's not anymore. It's an experiment that has gone beyond. And here I am trying to get everybody organized in here because of my scheduling prowess. But we're talking about imagining, this is the 30 Faces of Hope. And Stephen Faulkner has been the face of this. And this has been going on, gosh, what, for a year? Okay, hang on for a second. She needs to run back in here and turn you on. Okay, let's get them all turned on. Okay. You can't be in two places at one time. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Christina? Yeah, got it.
That is so funny.
Okay. And we'll tell people what about, but it's about ending migraine pain. And we were one. Reading was one of the test beds.
Yes, well, Reading was the test bed. I mean, the program was actually created in the Midwest, and there were several people that have, you know, numerous patents and doctors that have been cited 100,000 times in medical journals and all. I mean, you know, the biggest medical school in the country. You know, was involved in this. And, you know, most people, which is so exciting, but Reading was the first city in America to bring this out from the university environment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people could never possibly fathom that it would be possible to end migraine pain. I mean, everybody that is in the medical industry for the most part says, you know, you might be able to take some pharmaceuticals to kind of cover up the pain to a degree, but actually getting rid of the underlying conditions that cause migraines, that's like it's an impossibility. But they had 87...
Yeah, I mean, everything I'd ever heard about migraines was you may grow out of them. There may be things to, you know, to alleviate it for a short time, but, you know, my grandson had migraines, and it was, just debilitating.
Oh, well, I had them myself. So yeah. As a businessman, seeing this as an opportunity to change the lives of people, man, I jumped all over it. And so the doctor that it was the primary driver behind this, and I connected and I said, well, I want to bring it to Reading. I want to bring it to my city. Mm-hmm. And so we trained a practitioner on how to do the protocol, and the trial that we had was really to demonstrate not whether or not the treatment's effective, because they discovered that and proved that at the university forever. The question was, could you take it out of the university environment? Could you teach a local practitioner how to do it? Could you have the same success rate? Could you do all this stuff? And so we did the trial
like,
a year ago.
It's kind of like when you're building software and hardware. It's on the bench. It works on the bench. Does it work out in the field?
Yes.
That's the big thing, because there's so many controls there on the bench. So it can work here. But can it work out here with people that you train instead of being the ones that developed it?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it had the same efficacy here that it did at the university.
And remember, you came in here on the show looking for people that had migraine headaches. And how many people did you reach?
Oh, well, we got our full complement of people, you know, and then, you know, some people, they look at this and they go, okay, this is too much work, or this is more, you know, I mean, it's funny. I mean, sometimes, you know, you give people something and they don't appreciate it, but other times you do and they like run with it. And so, I mean, normally if people are paying for the treatment, which is what they did in the Midwest, I mean, they do everything you're supposed to, but if it's given for free, sometimes people don't.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. But we have one of our trial participants with us this morning, Phyllis Chambers. And, you know, what we're trying to do is basically get the word out, because a year ago I was approaching doctors and medical professionals and just people in general saying, hey, we're looking for the people who are in the most gruesome migraine pain, so we can prove with the worst patients just how good this actually works. Because, you know, if you find the people that are the worst off, then the average person that has migraines would be wildly comfortable going, well, if it works for somebody in that bad a shape, then it'll work for me. Well, Phyllis is an amazing story. And, I mean, obviously I want you to get to talk about.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Get right in there. Okay. Well, so you're Reading resident.
Yes.
And you heard about this last year when they were talking about it? It's been about a year, right?
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah, I actually heard about it on the radio.
Okay.
And when I got to work...
I hope it was this radio.
Yeah, yes, it was, actually. And when I got to work, I had forgotten the website and couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
So a few days later, our youngest came to pick up her kids and said, did you hear about the migraine study they're doing? And I said, yeah, but I can't find it. She said, well, it's our office. Here, go to here and sign up.
Well, and tell them, Phyllis, how many years have you had migraines?
Probably 40 years.
Wow.
Debilitating. It got to where I was having multiple migraines per month. And I've been on all kinds of medications, and nothing really helped. Some of them it wasn't quite as bad with. Some of them it would stop, but the side effects of the medicine were worse than the headache itself. So I've been through it for the last 40 years.
Wow, 40 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is this like laying in a dark room kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was my experience.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'd get the little flashing around the outside of my my vision, it was like I knew I had 20 minutes before the freight train was going to, like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I know my grandson was saying, okay. So then you went to the trial.
Right. I signed up, and I actually was not one of the people picked for the trial.
Whoa.
I didn't meet, you know, some of the little box
questions.
Criteria.
Yeah, there's seven questions you're asked and all that, but Phyllis didn't meet that.
I didn't fit in that box, but
since it was in my daughter's office and they needed a couple more people.
They expanded that box.
They expanded it and got me in.
Great. Okay. So tell us what happened.
I went into it figuring it wasn't going to help me because my migraines were so bad for so long. And since I didn't fit in their box, I figured, well, but it, after the trial was over, you have the option of them sending you to Stanford for more work. So I thought, well, best case scenario, worst case scenario, I get to go to Stanford and maybe they can finally fix me. And to my surprise, it worked awesome. Within a couple of weeks, my migraines were less, and I'm to the point now where instead of taking aspirin every day, two or three times a day, I might take aspirin once or twice a month, and maybe one of those will turn into a migraine, but not the debilitating type that I used to have.
Well, and then migraine medicine. Didn't you used to take stuff every week?
Oh, I took I've been on pretty much everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm. And are you still needing to use that?
I use, like I said, maybe once a month I'll use it.
The migraine medicine or,
right.
And then aspirin.
Right.
So this has been a huge change in your life.
Oh, complete life change.
Well, I will tell you, Stephen, when I first met you, I thought, what is this? I mean, I actually thought, because you'd be surprised how many people walk in here with these, you know, mm-hmm. and want to be on the air. But when I talked to you and I saw that you had, you know, that this was coming out of universities, and I thought, and I remembered my grandson, and I thought about that. And, I mean, again, I've been so fortunate not to have that, but Linda's had them a couple of times, and I know what it does to people. And so you came on that day, and then the clinical trials that Phyllis did not fit in the box, but thank God you're
it was. Well, isn't that amazing?
Oh, it was,
I mean,
right, it was life-changing.
Yeah, and so then when I saw you, you know, and I'd heard that it was, you know, it was working, and then that's the last thing I heard, and I thought, okay, Steve's out of my life, until like 3 days ago, and he came in. And the reason they're here now is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back after this early break, and we're going to tell people why you're here.
Yay.
Okay? I tell you what. Yes, and that's the way we're going to do it, because there's a follow-up to this.
Yes,
and imagine lifetime relief from migraine pain. Do you feel like that's kind of where you are?
It is, yeah. Most definitely.
Great. I'm so happy, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Man.
I am, too.
You know, I love it when a plan comes together like this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one in Anderson. They've been in the business over 17 years. They've won the award for being one of the top banks in California. I mean, this is really a real, real good place to do business, and we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just walk into one of the branches. They'll tell you everything you need to know. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. B5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're always looking for heroes here. And we kind of got a hero here. And the sense is that this guy came to me over a year ago, His name's Stephen Faulkner. And he was talking about needing patients for a migraine relief study. And they were going to do it right here in Reading. It's coming out of Stanford and a couple other universities. And you got your people. And one of Ms. Phyllis, who's sitting here with us. And guess what? It worked. It worked.
100%.
100%. Now, it's a series of things. It's not just like one thing that's done, but it's a series of things that causes the migraine to maybe not go away, but to be, well, in some cases, it makes them just go away. And you're getting ready to have a the one-year trial anniversary reveal event at Simpson on Saturday.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, people, the hardest thing for people to believe is that it's even possible. So, I can run ads, but nobody is going to believe it like they would if they are actually sitting in front of the people that have experienced the treatment and can talk to them and say, okay, tell me really what happened. I mean, tell me what really happened. And, that's what we're trying to do is give people the opportunity to hear from people who've actually been treated. As the businessman bringing this to Reading and hooking up everybody, the practitioner that is trained to do it and bringing it, I had migraines, so I was very sympathetic and, I have a pretty tender heart. And when we would go in and video the people before and after, I mean, they'd leave and I'd have to go behind the building and I'd just bawl my eyes out because I've never seen people in that much pain become that much see that much relief that fast. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And this is not like I said. This isn't the magic silver
bullet.
This is a series. This is a series of things you have to do. But if you want to get rid of it and or alleviate it, and Phyllis is right here, suffered from for over 40 years.
Yeah, it teaches you things that, or it shows you things that you didn't know. Like I said, I knew the triggers that would start a migraine, so I tried to keep away from them, but I still got them. The triggers I thought that were causing them weren't the only thing. It was other things I was doing unconsciously that got them.
And that's the thing, you know, we're ganging up on. It's like, imagine you're trying to untie a big knot, and it's a big ball of knotted pain. And it's like, okay, how do you untie that? Well, the magic behind this entire mechanism is that you're ganging up on that knot from several directions. And so you have nerve trigger point injections that, this treatment was developed by John F. Kennedy's personal physician. I mean, it's well documented.
And these are not like major infusions. These are small amounts of.
I mean, smaller than a Botox needle. I mean, it's teeny. It's not, I mean, it's very minute. Because it doesn't really require that. But the nerve trigger point injections. Now, if you went to like Cedars-Sinai in L.A., I mean, just getting something even remotely similar to that is $8,500 for one round. And we're including up to 12 in the treatment.
This treatment isn't free. Does it fall under any type of plan?
Well, at this point, what we're doing is just we're making it so inexpensive because we don't want to have to get into the whole insurance thing and whatever.
Right.
So it's like we're making it so inexpensive. I mean, and we've even got a bank that's working with us to where it's cheaper than what you're spending on migraine medicine a month. And you're like completely out of pain. I mean, you're not,
I can understand. Okay. So here's the thing is the trial was done right here in Reading. It was, a success. Of course, I mean, and when you talk to people who have had migraines and now they're gone like Phyllis. But the big thing is on Saturday at Simpson University, do you know where at Simpson?
Yep, it's in the student center. So we'll have a ton of signage and whatever. You won't be able to miss it.
Yeah, and it's called the initial trial was 30 Faces of Hope.
Right.
And you got your 30. There's a 7-question diagnostic tool.
Yeah, all of the details are online at 30facesofhope.com. Yeah. But there's a diagnostic, this is actually, it's an amazing tool, but you can go in online immediately and find out if you're a good candidate. I mean, it takes you all of 30 seconds to answer 7 questions, and boop, based on that, it's like, yes, you're a perfect candidate, or no, you're not. It's very simple.
Okay.
And, you know, you get all the details. You can get your seat reserved for the event. But, I mean, it's just more just a relaxed, hey, we want to bring the people out who've experienced this and have them talk about what they –
okay. And that's going to be Saturday. It's going to be what time does that start?
11.
Okay, 11 to 12:15. Yeah. You can go to 30facesofhope.com for more information. Stephen Faulkner, thank you so much for coming in today. And Phyllis, I'm so happy.
I am too.
And oh, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back.
Sounds great. Thanks, Carl.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Valet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and blue.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I'm here with Frank Rose, one of my favorite people. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are here with Rebecca Derrick, who heads up Nation's Finest, which used to be
Veterans Resource Center.
Veterans Resource Center. That's right. See, Nation's Finest is easier to remember.
It is.
And good morning. Thanks good morning. For being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay. Tell us about Nation's Finest.
We're a nonprofit. We help homeless veterans and veterans who are eminently homeless maintain their housing or get them into permanent housing. We get them all set up when they move in. We pay to get them in. Or we'll keep them, any veteran who's renting, we will keep them housed.
And you do this how? How do you do this?
Through grant.
It's a wonderful thing you're doing, by the way. You guys are very effective. But how do you do that?
We do it through grant money. Okay. The SSVF program, Supportive Services for Veterans and Their Families.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Now, are y'all building some place? Building? Was there, or shouldn't I have asked that? Wasn't there a plan to build a
Veterans Village in Shasta Lake City? There's still a plan there. This is not a done deal yet.
Okay. Is it because of permitting and now that or money?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great idea.
It's still going to happen.
It's still going to happen. Yeah. It just takes time, yes. Especially when construction costs seem to be doubling every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so your mission in life then is to get veterans that are down, give them a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do people how do you find these veterans?
We have two outreach case managers who will go out in the field, but a lot of it's word of mouth, and mm-hmm. we really need to get our name out there more so in the community.
Okay. So how does the process work?
They come in. We run them to see if they qualify, and it's a simple intake. We get we have a housing locator for our homeless
veterans.
First of
all, you find out that they're veterans, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of people say they're veterans, and
yeah,
you find out they aren't. So
we get that a little bit, yeah.
So you can just you run their name through background check on it, make sure they've got a DD-214 and all this. Does it make any difference if they were dishonorably discharged or?
We cannot do a general court martial. We can do a special court martial discharge.
Okay, special courts aren't as bad as generals.
Yes,
I've sat on those. So I've sat in them. I wasn't the. No matter what you think, Frank, I was never court martialed. Okay, I was investigated a few times, but clean came out sparkling. So you do the intake, and then what happens?
We refer over to the housing locator or to HUD-VASH, which is a HUD program for veterans.
Uh-huh.
And then we start searching for homes. And if they're just behind on their rent, we're going to give them a we're going to get their landlord's information and get them caught up on their rent.
Okay. And the big thing, though, is getting them off the streets, keeping people housed.
Okay. There is no reason for any of our veterans to be on the streets.
I agree. No, I totally agree on that. If we've got a veteran on the street, unless this is their decision, is that I'm going to live on the streets and do the things I want to do, but here's an opportunity to get off the street. I think that probably 99 out of 100 would probably do that, I would think. Or do you run into ones that don't?
We do run into that. We run into them. They'll come in. They'll generally come in the office and then just lose all contact because they do prefer to be. They've been on the streets so long, it's just become home to them.
Okay. So are there disqualifiers? In other words, you're injecting drugs every day.
Yeah.
So there's no disqualifiers?
No.
You're just getting them off the street.
We're getting them off the streets. We prefer that they stay clean and sober. But it's not a requirement. It's something that we work towards with their treatment plan and everything.
Okay,
else.
So they become also part of a plan to get them well again, get them back into society as much as they can.
Yes.
Isn't there a house here?
Yeah.
There is. Because I've been there. I'm there for, I think they had a barbecue or something. And there's a home. There's a house right here in Redding. For veterans, it used to be homeless. So tell us about that.
It's for veterans in transition, whether it be from drugs and alcohol or any kind of something to get them off the streets. It's a 12-bed home on Park Marina Drive.
Yes, it is.
And
you would never know it.
No, absolutely not. It's beautiful.
It is.
Yes,
it's beautiful. They take care of it. I don't think the police have been called. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. But they room together, and there's a house manager. Or it's not the name.
We have a one of our case managers is over there on a daily basis. Yes.
This is a transition house. They don't stay there forever.
No.
So
there's not a time limit. We don't say, hey, you've got to be out in 3 months or a year.
Yeah.
But we work towards getting them stable.
And how does that work?
Just the same way it would with an intake.
I mean,
for us.
How has it worked?
Oh, amazing!
Because it's been there several years now.
Yeah, it's 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8, maybe.
Oh, this is how fast time goes. Yeah, you're probably right. Oh yeah, we just went there. Oh yeah. Oh, 8 years ago we went there. Okay, so and it has been working. The people come in; they're in there for whatever time it takes, and then they move on to the next level.
Yeah, we get them out. We get them into permanent housing.
Jobs.
And work on jobs, or if they're unable to work, we work on getting their VA disability or their Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do have veterans in there with no income at all, and we do have grant beds for them.
Okay, so these could be somebody that have done their 2 to 4 years, come out, and their life has gone to hell.
Yeah.
And, okay, that's okay. They served their country honorably.
Yes.
And we're spending such untold billions. Don't get me started. Okay. My favorite was something like $4.2 million going to some small country in Africa for transitional gender studies. And when I saw that, I went, oh, come on. No. $4.2 million for this when you could bring it back here. And I mean, I know that's not even a second in the way they spend. But they could do that, throw that into a VA facility or veterans or something like this. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm really glad. Okay, this is called Nation's Finest. And where are y'all at?
We are at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 100.
Now, you moved, right?
We actually did not move. We just opened up the back office, and we are expanding.
Okay. I thought you were over in, okay, the Cypress. You weren't ever, you
were
off there.
Cypress, right off Cypress.
Cypress Avenue.
Yeah.
On Hartnell.
Yeah.
Weren't you over in the Cypress Square?
No.
No, you weren't. Who was that? There's another organization that was over there. That
DAC.
Disabled. What is that? Anyway, it's another. That was for everybody, though.
Yes.
That place. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So you're on Hartnell. Mm-hmm. And it's a. And if you know somebody, if you know a veteran that needs assistance, you just come into Nation's Finest, and you're gonna do your best.
We are gonna get them where they need to be. Yes.
Where do you get your referrals from?
Off the streets, word of mouth, from former clients.
I would think that it could be police.
We have the CERT team who we get a lot of referrals from them.
Okay, yes. Great. You know, I was thinking that would be the ones because they're the ones that go out and they're dealing with individuals having problems.
Yes.
And you can take people with problems.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
As long, because you're used to that.
Yeah.
As long as they're willing to work with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it surprising to see guys or girls that just want to live on the street when they've got an opportunity to get off the street?
I don't think it's surprising anymore. It was when I first started on the job.
Yeah, I guess there's not too many surprises left for you.
No.
I'm Rebecca.
No, sir, there's not.
Oh, I that's sad in a way, but it's also just life.
Yeah.
Okay, so they just, that's their life now. Going from spot to spot, all in Redding, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, do they stay in Redding or Shasta County?
Most of them love it here in Redding.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They live on the river, get stuff. Nobody really hassles them too much. Nah, you have to move here and there.
Yeah.
Of course, there is that chance that some crazy person that they're out there with is going to hit them with a rock. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's happened. We've had them come in all beat up and everything stolen. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's life on the street. But they can't, the idea of being restricted into a room or something? I mean, even if nobody is in there with them is too much.
Well, we have, I have an example. We had a gentleman who we got permanently housed, and he preferred to sleep in his van out in front of his apartment. And it was just his way.
But he still had his apartment.
Yes.
Which he would use to cook and shower and do that kind of stuff, and sleep in his van.
Yes.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Yeah. It gave him that comfort he needed that he wasn't getting in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was still homed, housed, though.
He was permanently housed, yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, where you sleep at night, yeah. Like Frank. We never know where Frank's sleeping at night, you know. We just look for the car with all the flags on it.
That's where you know Frank is, yes.
Okay, so how long has Nation Finest been around?
We've been around for 50, since 1972, so 52 years now.
Okay.
And we've helped over 7,000 veterans and their families.
Right here?
We have Reno, Arizona, and California.
And how long they've been, okay, how long have you been with it?
I've only been there 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
But they've helped over 7,000 families. That's the other thing, too, is when we think of homeless, a lot of times we just think about singles out there. But I saw at the last stand down we had, there were a couple families that were coming through, too. So So you can help with the family. And these are people maybe on the verge of being homeless. This just isn't guys and girls off the street. These are people that are maybe the working poor.
Yes.
That something's come up with today's cost and all that, that a medical bill or something that...
A car repair bill.
A car repair bill. Mm-hmm. A ticket. Yeah. You know, that's the difference between staying in a house, keeping your job in this, and then you all will help with this.
We will.
You'll make that bridge.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
We need to get this word out more. Because it's not just homeless. It's the ones on verge of being homeless. Yep. This is for veterans, their families. What, Frankie?
Well, I also invited her to join CVAC, Shasta County Affiliated Council, which is a hub for all the military organizations.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and I showed her a list of who's already members, and it only costs $20. But I gave her the list of all the bylaws and everything so she knows what is expected. But what is good for her, all the other military organizations may not know who they are and what they are. And when they come to the first meeting, she can let them know what they are, and which is another phase of giving it out into the public.
Of course.
The other organization may know someone.
This is, you know, and you all have been on before, even though maybe you haven't been on before. And the whole idea behind this, they're not getting anything out of this except the joy of helping veterans.
Right.
Okay. And there shouldn't be a veteran on the street because they always point out, oh, look, our homeless, oh, this many of them are veterans. Well, but there are programs out there that will get the veterans off the street if they, one, know about it, and two, if they avail themselves of it. Yeah. So I'd like to come to a day here in Shasta County that every veteran that wants housing has got housing, and you can do that.
We can do that.
And if you don't want housing, you want to live on the street, I don't want to hear any more of your crap, okay? Don't point them out to me. They had their chance. This is what they want. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca Derrick, for what you do. How many people work with you?
I think we have 12 in the office now.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many homeless we got out here? I mean, veteran homeless.
Oh, my goodness. I could even come up with a number. It is...
Under 100?
No.
Over 100 veterans?
Well over 100, yes.
You know what I call her? Rebecca from Sunnybrook Farms.
That's a good idea. Okay, Rebecca, well, thank you so much for you and your crew for what they're doing. Maybe we need to talk about this your venture down in the city of Shasta Lake. Do you have problems finding places for these guys and girls?
We do, but we also have an incentive for the landlords because our veterans are hard to house. So we do have an incentive for the landlords to say, hey, if we can get them in there.
How about motels and things like that?
We're not doing motels. We did it all throughout COVID. But
okay.
If it's a domestic violence or a family, yes, we're going to put them in a motel.
Okay. So the, you know, because we see hotels right down the street here have been taken over by homeless, I would imagine, mm-hmm. is who they are. Yeah, it's really good for all the businesses around there. But they don't have, they don't have kitchens or anything like that. So, but you're putting them in a place where they can live.
Yes.
And you're giving bonuses to the landlords who may have a question about it. But have you had, I've only got a minute left. I know there must be some problems with this, but you must have overcome them.
There's all kinds of, we run into roadblocks all the time.
Yeah.
But we can work through it.
All right.
And get them in there.
Rebecca Derrick, Nation's Finest. What's your address again?
153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 100.
They're here to help homeless veterans and their families. So if you happen to know somebody like that, and every so often you see it on Facebook. You're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I'm friending you so I can pass all that stuff on. If you know of anybody that needs this help, you know, I think, does the VA pass people's names on to you?
Yes.
Okay, the clinic?
Yes.
Okay.
We work real close with the HUDVASH team, and they're at the clinic.
Okay, and the CERT team, they're out there because they know they've got a place they can put somebody. All right. Well, God bless you.
Well, thank you.
And your people.
Thanks for having me.
And Frank, of all the groups of people you bring through here, this has got to be one of the top.
I would think.
Yeah.
unknown
don't
to many.
Don't be a stranger, Rebecca.
I will not be.
You know where we're at.
Yeah, not known to too many. That's why I brought her in.
Well, and we need to talk about at some point that plan for out there in the city of Shasta Lake, which is a great plan. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the news, Judy Maxwell, Hattie Owl, is going to be our guest. We're going to talk insurance in California. God knows I have no knowledge anymore of what happened with insurance in California. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Klug in Washington. Ten Commandments are heading to Louisiana schools.
Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. The GOP-drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by the start of 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
Parts of Texas are getting pounded with rain from Tropical Storm Alberto. In New Mexico, authorities say wildfires have killed at least two people and damaged more than 1,400 structures. And more high temperatures are in store today from the southwest to the northeast as the heat wave continues. Russia hit Ukrainian energy facilities overnight, injuring three workers and damaging equipment.
It was, said Ukraine's largest private energy company, another difficult night. DTEK said one of its power plants had been seriously damaged, adding that it was the seventh large-scale Russian attack on its infrastructure in the last 3 months. It's called for Ukraine's air defenses to be strengthened urgently, saying that almost all the units it repaired last year had now again been damaged or destroyed. More Ukrainian citizens face rolling blackouts. Meanwhile, the European Union has agreed a 14th package of sanctions against Russia that's expected to be signed off on Monday.
Danny Eberhardt with the BBC. The Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell by 5,000 last week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Drivers are getting some relief at the gas pump these days.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Canadian airline WestJet is starting to cancel some flights as it braces for a possible strike this week by aircraft maintenance technicians. The airline said more than 6,000 passengers could be affected. The low-fare airline announced the cancellation of flights to avoid leaving passengers and aircraft stranded in remote locations if there is a walkout. WestJet is Canada's second-largest airline. News and analysis at townhall.com. Major League Baseball is paying tribute to the Negro Leagues and the late Willie Mays with a game at Birmingham's Rickwood Field. Correspondent Mike Hempen on tonight's game at the historic park.
Rickwood Field is a time capsule of opportunity and oppression. It has been a site for social gatherings like women's suffrage rallies and other political events, and host to the best baseball talents of the 20th century, and on Thursday will host a game between the Cardinals and Giants. Gerald Watkins, the chair of Friends of Rickwood Field, contacted Major League Baseball about playing a game there.
Willie Mays, among others, was standing in the outfield dreaming about being in the big leagues.
Sports historian Rob Ruck says for black people, Rickwood Field and the Negro Leagues were an introduction to black athletic talent. I'm Mike Hempen.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 20th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Randall. And phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Christina is playing the role of Sulu at the helm of the Starship Free Fire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've already said it's National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Yes.
And today
also
is the first day of summer. Today, the summer solstice makes the official start of summer. Today at 4:50. It's the longest day of the year. Wow. And then everything after this gets shorter. You know, it's kind of like life. You know, when, but we don't know when we've hit our solstice. You know what I mean? I'm here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, but this is one of your jobs is to be looking at that. So when do we, but I'm going to ask you that question when I finish up with all the other little stuff I do here. Any other national day there, kiddo?
Yes. Also, today is National Selfie Day.
Selfie?
Yes, and I feel like it's supposed to have an important role in our lives because since the new technology become a selfie, I feel everybody does a selfie in our
lives. You know, you're right. Does anybody not do selfies?
Like, I feel like everybody at least tried to do it.
And it tries to do it. Yeah, there is a difference. Then you find out that your arm is 3 inches too short or something. Okay. Hey, let's look at the weather. Today, it's only going to be 98 today. Enjoy 98. Because on Friday, we're up to 106. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 101. Now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it drops into the high 90s. When I mean high 90s, 98, 99. So it's going to be hot out there, my friends, so be careful. Hydrate. If you're walking your animals, put your hand down on the pavement. And if it's too hot for your hand, it's probably too hot for your dog's paws. Walk them in the morning early or walk them in the evening when it's cooled down here. But the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, out of Anderson, that treat their customers like friends. They and Maxwell Insurance and Financial have a lot in common in the sense of how you treat your customers and the sense that they are friends.
They
treat them that way. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other things that they provide our community. They're truly like those, you know, those hidden angel types of organizations that help. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Judy Maxwell.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're talking solstice. Now, before we start, totally not political here, we have a new registrar of voters just announced. And it's going to be, and I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow, but I just thought I'd make the announcement. And his name is Tom Toler, if I got that right. Yeah, Tom Toler, who is a former DA, kind of a semi-retired lawyer, former prosecutor. He has never been in an elections department before. However, he said he believes that that serving the people of Shasta County is his greatest hope, and he can bring transparency to the office and increase people's confidence in how we process votes here in Shasta County. Always thought we processed them okay, but hey. Anyway, he is now the new county clerk and registrar. We'll get him on the show, find out who he is. All right. Okay. Now, talking about summer solstice. That is the longest day of the year, and everything from today on gets shorter. And Judy Maxwell, in your insurance experience, does that happen with people too? I mean,
do we all have our solstice?
We must all have our solstice. But it's different on people. So that must be hard to figure out.
Well, you know, there's a group of people that are living longer. You would not believe. My oldest client is 104 years old.
No, I believe it. We just are living older.
And we do have, I have so many clients in their late 80s through 104, and they're very, very sharp, and they're very engaged, and they are truly enjoying life. It's incredible. It's really cool. And lifestyle plays a huge, huge factor in that.
Okay, so I'm watching. People being 100 is not an unusual thing anymore. In fact, it happens all the time. I'm starting to wonder about my insurance plan that ends when I'm 95. I'm thinking, I don't know if that's long enough. So.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand. However,
I'm talking to my agent.
The cool thing about that is that, you know, there is ways to extend it. So, yes, I mean, matter of fact, I had a gentleman who was, he was a longtime veteran. Uh-huh. And he was 95 at the time, and they wanted to endow his policy. And he says, no, this is going to my kids. I want to keep paying for it. And he did. And, you know, and it still worked out. He died about 97. So. Yeah. You know, there's ways.
When they endow your policy, what's that mean? They give you money back?
Yeah, that was on he had a whole life, whole life policy. And so, yeah, they wanted to just cash it out for him. And he says, no, I want to keep paying into it because, it was going to go to his kids and stuff. So he wanted it to continue. So we did.
Hey, you know what? I hope that. Well, except for Linda, it's for my kids that the last check I write to the mortician bounces.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of people that feel like that, and I think that's A-okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is,
if you raise your kids right, which you hope you do, they're taking care of themselves. They're taking care of their kids, and they're training their kids how to take care of, you know.
And that's really true. And you know, because we don't want to be a burden on our kids, and that's why it's important to do wise planning and, you know, to use wisdom and stuff. A guy who was in a life insurance agent who had been in the long, long, long time, many years in the business. I remember when I was first getting into the business, he was speaking at a conference that I went to, and he says, you know, when a man marries his wife, he tells her he's going to love her for the rest of his life. But when he takes out a life insurance policy, he tells her he's going to take care of her for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's a gift of love. Or you owe somebody if there's a mortgage or something like that. But,
well, you know, the thing is through, you know, various life ways, sometimes like the man has retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just use up mine.
That's
right. Use me as an example. I have my military retirement. Linda has, you know, a small retirement, but the day I end, is the day that money stops.
Right.
Which I can never figure out why that is, but that's just the way it is. And so somebody's been married 40 years, 50 years to their wives. When he passes, that money stops. And she's been with him for that long through the military and all of that.
And that is the case in many situations. That is the purpose of life insurance, is to continue the income for the surviving spouse.
Yeah. And that's what really, you know, that's why we came to visit you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks.
On it. And you laid it all out for us, the best way of doing it, and then converting it as I lived longer than. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were times I didn't think I was going to be 5 seconds older, but now I'm looking at 100. I'm looking at it going, I can do that.
You know, and the thing about it is that's the thing. None of us have a crystal ball.
That's right.
But it's important that we plan.
It is. And we don't know where our solstice is.
We don't know what our solstice is.
I love Maurice Johannes. I love him for a million
reasons.
Oh, I know.
You know, his 90th birthday is coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, it is, and I'm going to.
Well, and I was invited, but I'm going to be in Texas at family reunions.
Well, anyway, but he says, you know, I can see the runway. And I went, yeah, but that runway's, I mean, you're up pretty high right now, Mojo. I mean, you can see the runway. But that's way out there. That's the way he puts it. I can see the runway.
That's cute.
Anyway, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry store of choice. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've won Best in the North State 2 years in a row. And these are good people. They're a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, honest people. Rebecca and Henry and Leonard. Again, this is just a fine jewelry store to go to. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. I'll skip.
Grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Okay, I won't sing, which is probably a good idea. But Judy's in here dancing. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, you need a scrapper that's going to go in there and work for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's built the largest workers' compensation agency north of Sacramento, and he's done it through hard work and taking care of his clients. Work injuries can be life-changing, as you know. You need somebody that knows his way through all the different laws, regulations, everything. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. If you need help, and he's there for you. Now, somebody called in wanting to know what Nation Finest phone number was, and it's 530-262-1014. And if you go to nationsfinest.org, you can find out more information. It's located at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 100. So, there you go. And I really had a good time talking to Rebecca and the things they do for our veterans, homeless veterans, or veterans in need of help with housing. Let me put it that way. I'm here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, the reason I called her is I read something in the paper that thoroughly confused me with Mr. Laura, the director of insurance, who has managed almost single-handedly, but with some help, I'm sure, from the governor, bless his heart, to screw up the insurance in California. But now they're making changes. That's what I read, but I didn't understand it. So here you go, Judy.
Okay, here I go. Jeez whiz. I tell you what, this is such a chaos mess that is so sad, and we just the rates that have increased, the situation is just horrible for everybody. I mean, it's horrible for consumers. It's horrible for agents trying to help people figure it out. It's, you know, the insurance carriers, it's horrible for them as well. And so it's a very, very complex situation.
Well, people want to blame the insurance companies, but you've got to know the whole story.
You have to know the whole story. It's very, very, there's complex relationships. We have a complex geography here with our state, you know, going from mountains to oceans and deserts. We have population growth. I mean, I've been here since 1991. You have population growth of 28%, and a lot of people are building houses where they're in higher risk areas.
But isn't the whole North State a high risk area?
You know what? I have this map, and if you look everywhere that's light blue, that's high risk area, which is pretty much the whole state.
Well, you're absolutely right, but up here in the north, especially.
Oh yeah, it's all light blue.
The state of Jefferson is high fire risk,
and so it absolutely is. And so I know this is, you know, nationwide. Believe it or not,
yeah.
There's I mean, Florida has been in just the same problems as we have, but theirs is hurricanes, where ours are fires. Their market has been in a tremendous turmoil. You look at all the tornadoes all across the Midwest that's been hitting.
And Oklahoma. Then, when you look for homes in Oklahoma, if you're just looking, and you see they've got storm shelters already built, that tells you something about where you are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then as we're speaking today, a hurricane is hitting Texas, the Texas coast. And Houston, which was, you know, where I'm from, oh, my gosh, just a few weeks ago a couple of months ago, all of the, from a windstorm, all this glass downtown was everywhere. All these windows broke. I mean, it was just a sea of glass on the street.
And then Texas had that fire last year, and you're just starting to read where I am in some of the magazines I get, the damage caused by that fire. It was like a million acres.
It was a million acres. Yeah. It wasn't a highly populated area.
Right.
However, the really sad part was the animals, the cattle, and stuff like that.
It wiped out all the grazing. They may have been able to save some of the houses out there, but you're right, the cattle industry lost thousands of cattle out there.
And then if you look at the group California Forever,
and
they're wanting to build a city on 60,000 plus acres down in Sonoma County. Solano County.
Solano County.
And so today I was listening, okay.
The city of the, quote, future.
The city of the future, where it's going to be the perfect city, blah, blah, blah. Well, where are they going to get their water? That's the big thing right now. And so they said, we have enough water for now, but they're going from 100,000 people to 400,000. Where are they going to get the water for 400,000? And if they have a fire, where are they going to get the water to fight the fire? You know, this is, you know, crazy planning.
That is the one thing I have not heard. I've heard everything else about that, you know, about you're taking all this valuable farmland and you're making it into this, you know, you're going to build 100,000 structures there for the, you know, near the airbase. And so it'll be affordable housing and everything's going to be electric little vehicles around there. I have not heard the one about the water. But
that was on the news today.
Nope. Well, there you go.
Yeah. That was on
the news. Where are you getting the water from?
Yeah. Where are you going to get the water?
Who are you taking it from?
Who are you taking it from and stuff? And so, you know, a lot of things are out of balance, but then we still have the wildfires. And of course, climate change intensity. But when you have more houses, you have more power lines, you have winds, you have more intense fires too. And you can't just blame it on climate change or the fuel in the forest. You know, there's a lot of factors here. And so with insurance companies, they just got hit so hard with losses. And then one of the things in California is they weren't allowed to include in their rates their reinsurance. Now, reinsurance to an insurance company is like an umbrella policy, you know, to consumers, where, you know, your risk is covered for so much, and then a reinsurance will be on top of that. So that helps balance out, you know, their risk. Because insurance is all about risk management. What part of the risk you want to take on? What part do you want to give to the insurance company? And so when they weren't allowed to include that reinsurance risk into their rates, and then it took so long for them to get a rate approval. And all of the rules and laws were locked into Proposition 103, which is back in 1988. And that was to try to help consumers. However, those laws were, you know, 20 plus years old, and so then they're out of sync with today's market.
Oh, 30 years old.
Yeah, 30 years old.
As much as we hate to think that 88 was 30 years ago. Yeah, well, it's more than that. But so they were locked into that. They couldn't use models.
They couldn't. And that's one of the things that with Commissioner Lara, he wants to come out with some proposals where they can use catastrophe models, okay? Mm-hmm. And in those models, you know, if you do, you know, defensible planning around your house and clearing and all that, and those guidelines are kind of already set through CAL FIRE and choosing those, then then people would get discounts. However, part of those guidelines is they're wanting the insurance companies to put 85% of their business in high-risk areas. And so that's like saying, hey, Carl, you know, how about if you put 85% of your cows out in the desert? You know, it's...
How about, hey, Carl, take all your money and open a convenience store in downtown Oakland.
You know,
On this area, or San Francisco or L.A., in this area where you just know you're going to get hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like the one about the cows in the desert. Hey, put 85% of your cows out in the desert, Carl, and see how that works.
Yeah, and so, you know, the insurance companies have either put a pause. Some of them have totally pulled out of California.
Oh, yeah.
But many of them have put pause, just stopped writing. Okay.
All right.
So if you get a renewal from your insurance company, be very, very thankful. Okay. And really look at that renewal and before you, you know, yes, you can go shopping, but do not cancel it before you have, you know, something else in place or you're comfortable with what it is. Look at your coverages. One of the big things we, you know, tell people, really look at your coverages. Make sure that you're comfortable with, you know, your coverages. Look at your deductible and, you know, maybe go up to a higher deductible, but make sure it's something that works with you. Okay. I have a friend who called last November, and so she told one of our agents, she says, I want to go to the highest deductible I can. And so she says, well, that would be 10% of your coverage A, and your coverage A is $800,000. And she says, okay, that's fine. I want to get the cheapest I can. So be careful about getting the cheapest, because then what happened is her air conditioning went out. And so the air conditioning guy was there, and he was looking, and he says, you know, your air conditioning problem is because rats have gotten under your house and chewed up all of your infrastructure of your ductwork. That's going to be over $20,000.
Did your insurance cover that?
But her deductible is $80,000.
But does you, it
yeah,
does
it
cover
would,
that.
It would cover it that.
Oh, my gosh.
And so now, make sure the deductible is something you can handle, and just say, God, cheapest is not always better.
You're right. Okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're talking insurance and the new programs that Laura of the Insurance Commission is trying to do and the impact it's going to have on our insurance. Does it mean we're going to have more insurance? Are they coming back? Well, we're going to find out in the next half hour. If you think about purchasing an electric car, how about an electric vehicle? How about a truck? How about a bicycle? Well, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm not going to get into it about electric cars and all this, but people that I know that have electric vehicles are happy. But they're within their scope of, like, they don't go real far with them, you know, around town and Palisadro, maybe Red Bluff, they're okay. And if that works for you, that's fine. But it goes back to so many other things. Randall, I know you're listening, and I don't mean to offset you. You're down there at the World Series of Poker playing with all those other guys, but electric vehicles can work, and it's the future. It's just we have to figure out what that future looks like. But REU can help you with that. We'll be right back.
Okay.
for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime, or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Good morning, everybody. 8:37 in the morning. 74 degrees, going up to 98 today here on the 20th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's not just mine. It's me and several hundred other guys. It's man's last stronghold. Yes. What's that mean? It means I get a great haircut. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 17 years, which dates me since I'm only, 35. It's a veteran-owned business. It's been there since, it's been in existence since 1960, if you can believe that. They've been in the same location since 67. And like I said, it's great haircuts. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. You can make an appointment there like I do at 530-244-9478. So it works out on my schedule. Or just drop by. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. And I'm here with another locally owned, locally operated business.
30 years.
30 years.
30 years.
1993.
I know. It's
so
just
you're pushing 31.
I know. It's just it's sometimes it seems like yesterday. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just it's crazy. But we're very, very thankful to be here, and we're thankful for all of our clients that come in and stuff. And you know, it's just it's been awesome, awesome. I'm very thankful.
So of course, I'm talking to Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're talking about the insurance morass that we have here, but things could be changing, maybe. But you, I wish you could see Judy's face when I can say that, because it's kind of like,
You know how fast a snail moves?
We're moving forward with glacial speeds.
Yeah, and so they're talking about all this, you know, grandiose things. Oh, we got changes coming. And, you know, they're going to be entering the market and blah, blah, blah. You know, it is like moving the Titanic in Whiskeytown Lake. It's going to move very, very slow. They rearrange the deck chairs, you know, and say promise this, promise that.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality, I mean, these insurance companies are not going to make a move until they feel comfortable. And there's just, you know, when it's taken them in the past, you know, up to a year and a half, 2 years to get a rate increase.
Now, we're talking about the insurance commission, right?
So the commissioner's office has been very, very slow to get rate increases out to insurance carriers when they needed it, when they had dramatic losses. And so it's very, very slow. So they've come up with a new model, new ideas, and all this guidelines, but they don't have to have those guidelines set until December for the insurance carriers to review and say, okay, these are the guidelines for us to see if we want to open up in our markets and re-enter the market. And so then they have to have time to say, okay, what can we do with this? Do we want to participate? Then they have to submit their rates. And one of the new, you know, part of the new regulations is, you know, trying to get these rates reviewed and approved in 60 to 90 days, which would help.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then you're looking at 60 to 90 days for that. Then they have to have time to implement this. They have to, you know, build into their computer systems and, you know, all this stuff in their underwriting team and saying, hey, these are the new rules, these are the new rates, before they even get to us as agents and brokers to be able to write business, new business to people. So you are realistically, I mean, if everything was in place perfectly, you're looking at about fourth quarter 25.
Fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I mean,
That's if everything worked right.
That's right. If everything worked right. And so you may see some, you know, third, fourth quarter of 2025 at best, because the guidelines don't come out to December of 2024 this year.
Yeah.
So again, there's lots of moving around the, you know, chairs on the deck of the Titanic and stuff. And
we don't even know if it's going to work.
You know.
Now, what's this thing about the predictive models that they were talking about that they would never let them use before?
Okay.
Did I get that right?
No. That is correct. And so they're catastrophe models and stuff. And so,
which looks to the future based on the past.
It does. And so they can kind of adjust their rates according to where higher risk zones are, you know, and then they would have a review on all of that. I think that would be good for like 2 years or something like that. But those catastrophe models is what they're looking at. I mean, they're going to be designing. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you're probably going to be seeing that we already are seeing is that you have a standard deductible for any kind of loss on your house, you know, windstorm, stuff like that.
Right.
And then there is a wildfire deductible.
Oh, going to be more.
That would be more. Yeah, like one. And so we're, and that's, I think one of the lowest is at 1%, and that could go up to higher, you know, and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
you talked about this one lady that wanted to do a 10%.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And what it did was anything, you know, if you have an $800,000 house, that's $80,000 you've got to come up with.
Right. And so, see, that would only, in her situation, she took it for all perils.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In the new models, it would be for
wildfire
type thing. And
if people work to harden their home by cutting out the underbrush, you know, doing everything that CAL FIRE says, you know, away from the house branches, the wooden deck doesn't reach the house, there's no wooden fence tied to your house, all of which happens, well, the wooden fence is tied to our house, but we don't have a deck. But if you have to do all of those things, would there be like mitigation then?
Well, they're going to try to follow the same guidelines as CAL FIRE already has for hardening your home and doing that sort of thing. And yes, there would be discounts, you know, that you would
get.
It's
like safe driving and all that.
Exactly.
Kind of. Right.
However, you know, I had one of the insurance carriers in my office just recently. I says, look, I live in a subdivision. I mean, we are fence to fence, wooden fence to fence. And, you know, how are you going to do that? She says, she's from Sacramento. She says, I actually take the underwriters around. And I'll say, and I'll go into different neighborhoods and I'll say, how are you going to rate that one? How are you going to rate this one? How are you going to rate this one?
Yeah.
You know, because, again, it's very, very complex. And you can't, and it's so difficult to have one set of rules for everybody, because it's all different situations.
Yeah,
we're very, very complex.
One situation doesn't fit everybody.
And so, I mean, for us, being in subdivisions is one thing, but you look out at people at Palo Cedro or other areas where they're, you know, 5-10 acres apart, you know.
And there's a lot of insurance companies, when they hear the zip code, they get onto their computer. We don't write out there.
I know.
Even though that it's the ground is flat, the trees are well spaced apart, it's a brick home. They just don't write in the whole area.
That has been one of the most frustrating
yeah.
things to us, because of them just eliminating zip codes. I mean, like, someone would eliminate.
Eliminating zip codes.
You know, like, they would just eliminate any kind of business in 9603. Well, that's where my office is. I mean, it's a sea of concrete there.
Yeah.
But then you go out to East Stillwater off of Highway 44.
That's
too, is 96003. But again, put it by the address. And so.
That would make sense to me.
That would make much more sense to me.
You know, why would they not write for in your middle of town, like us right here? But if we were in 96003 right here, they wouldn't want to write insurance on this building, even though it's concrete and in the middle of concrete for miles. Well, maybe not miles, but you know what I mean. Yeah, that you're running into right now.
And one of the things that we, you know, some of the insurance companies did start doing is they would only write some number of houses in a neighborhood. So they didn't, well, because if a neighborhood hall got on fire, then that would be a huge loss for them. So they only write a percentage of the homes in a neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And so they can spread their risk that way.
All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm here with Judy Maxwell. We're talking about insurance and the problems that in the state of California, but it's no longer just California. It's Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Oregon, Washington, and now the Carolinas. If you've got a house on the beach in the Carolinas, good luck in trying to find insurance too, because of hurricanes. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Toby Keith. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here on Thursday the 20th. Tomorrow we got House of Realty joining us and Health and Human Services talking about suicide prevention. But today I have Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're talking insurance. Now, you've got this statistic.
I do.
That I was totally surprised by. So, the cost of insurance in California is the highest in the nation. Is that right?
No. That is, you know, I know you may feel that today, but before all this crisis and stuff, we had some of the lowest insurance rates in the United States for homes. And you take, and so I pulled up the average yearly cost for a $300,000 home. The national average was $2,600. In Texas, that home would cost $3,800. Florida, $4,400. And in California, that was $1,400.
So we had low rates.
We had very, very low rates. And so that's why, you know, when, you know, all these car fire, all these Paradise Fire, all these fires started hitting. But it's not just fires. You think about all the snow issues, you know, up in the Sierras, and then the floods that, you know, the flooding and from the rains and stuff in Southern California. So we have, you know, a lot of very expensive, complex claims that have happened over these last 10 years.
My kids live in New Mexico, and we've been following this down in Ruidoso. which is a mountain village, not village, but town, home of Ruidoso Downs, the big, you know, quarter horse racing facility. And I think there's an Air Force base around there too. 1,400 homes have been lost in Ruidoso for this fire that they've got going right now. And it's the only good thing about it is that there were supposed to be thunderstorms last night to try and help get it under control. But one person dead, but 1,400 homes in that area destroyed. And there's not that many homes in the area, trust me. These wildfires were hitting, and we're already starting the season. We've had a couple fires, and you just know what's going to happen. I mean,
Yes, and
that doesn't help trying to get the insurance thing under control.
No, and that's where the California FAIR plan is very expensive, and you have to, really make your choices there. We do have what's called surplus lines companies that are considered not admitted, but they're A-rated companies, and so they don't go through all the guidelines as far as the rates and stuff within California. But we're seeing you get a full policy on those, and we're seeing we can come in less than the California FAIR plan. So a lot of people are going. We know we're moving a lot
and
of people.
And what are
those
called?
It's called surplus lines, meaning they're not considered admitted. Under the guy, had to follow all the rules of the, Department of Insurance for California. However, they're A-rated companies.
So,
and they do,
they provide the insurance.
They provide
the
insurance.
They got a good rep.
They got a good rep. All that stuff. And so, all I can say is, just try to figure out the best you can on a fix between now and when this thing gets, for the next year.
If it does.
I think the guidelines will definitely come out in December, and they're really working aggressively on this. I'm keeping close tabs on it and everything like that. But I think they will come to some kind of guidelines that will come out in December. Really review your coverages. The one thing, a couple of things here. If you have claims on your homes, that's when you go to get with a new carrier, they're going to look at that claims history. If you're buying a home and there was a claim on it before, you want to know what those claims were about so that you'll have knowledge of it, because they even look back all the claims on the home. And so even as before you owned it. But if you have a claim on your home, make sure you keep receipts, do before and after pictures. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. And the other thing is if that claim is, a small claim that's going to be below your deductible, there's no reason even to call the insurance company.
Yeah, that's right.
Because why do you want it on your claims history if you know they're not going to pay out? Get an estimate of what that damage is to your house, and then make a good informed decision before you make that call. And the other thing we were talking about, if you have, say you've gotten your renewal, your insurance company is going to approve you and everything. Give you a renewal, and you say you want to shop it around. Hang on to that policy. Get another one in place, because they're, even after they say, we can do this policy, there's going to be underwriting review. They're going to do an inspection on it. So
keep your
old policy. We had a lady who had called up, and she canceled her policy on her auto insurance. She says, I got it with another online. And she said, so I want to cancel my insurance. We canceled her auto insurance. And so the policy did not go through online, because when they started doing some underwriting and stuff, they didn't approve it. She calls right back about 30 minutes later and says, don't cancel my policy. And they says, we cannot redo it. If you have canceled it, it's done, and they won't accept new policies.
Make sure
the bottom line is,
if you're shopping around, make sure you keep your old policy until you have been accepted. And like we used to say, is you're not home until you're kissing your grandma on the cheek. All right? So, we're getting ready to rotate. You're not home until you're kissing grandma on the cheek. So many things can happen. So,
yeah.
You know, G, I always love having you come in here and talk about insurance. And we didn't even hit car insurance, which is, I mean, oh my gosh.
That one too.
Medical insurance. I mean, and because there's some people that sign up for things because they see these ads.
Oh.
It's like Kaiser Permanente. It's good down there to a point, but it's not good up here. But and you've signed away all your Medicare and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just, no. So you got to watch everything.
Consumer beware.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And then the FAIR plan, which was meant to be of last resort, they're overwhelmed now.
They are totally overwhelmed. I mean, it's the number one carrier that's right in business in California right now.
It's a state.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Should be scary, too.
It is scary.
That should be the last resort. But it is, I guess, for a lot of people.
Well, and see, if they're the major catastrophe, the insurance carriers, they're responsible for part of, you know, paying those claims because they all have to pay into the California FAIR plan.
All right. Judy Maxwell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Located at?
1378 Hilltop Drive, right across, next to Members First Credit Union, across from Chick-fil-A.
Across from Chick-fil-A.
221-0441.
Do you ever go over there? Have you gone to Chick-fil-A? I have not been there yet.
I know. Hey, listen, I smell that fried chicken, and I mean, it's not something that smells very good, so I don't want to go eat it.
Oh. Sorry, Chick-fil-A. You're hearing this from a Texas girl that knows what fried chicken is supposed to smell like.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, House of Realty and Health and Human Services Suicide Prevention. Have a great day. It's going to be hot, and God bless America.
Amen.
Back down.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.